Well, good morning. It is May 27, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today is an exciting day because we're going to be finishing two books of Scripture, actually starting and finishing one in one shot today. We're going to be finishing the fourth book of the Pentateuch, Numbers, chapter 36 today. So that's a great thing. I'm going to start Deuteronomy tomorrow, final book of Moses. And then Psalm 80, and then Isaiah 28, and then we are going to start and finish the book of 2 John today, one chapter. And so let's get into the word today. Last chapter of Numbers, Numbers 36. Numbers 36. And the heads of the fathers' households of the families of the sons of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of the sons of Joseph, came near and spoke before Moses and before the leaders. The heads of the fathers' households of the sons of Israel, and they said, "The Lord commanded my Lord to give the land by lot to the sons of Israel as an inheritance, and my Lord was commanded by the Lord to give the inheritance of Zelophehad, our brothers, to his daughters. But if they marry one of the sons of the other tribes of the sons of Israel, their inheritance will be withdrawn from the inheritance of our fathers and will be added to the inheritance of the tribe to which they belong. Thus it will be withdrawn from our allotted inheritance. When the jubilee of the sons of Israel comes, then their inheritance will be added to the inheritance of the tribe to which they belong, and so their inheritance will be withdrawn from the inheritance of the tribe of our fathers." Then Moses commanded the sons of Israel according to the word of the Lord, saying, "The tribe of the sons of Joseph are right in their statements. This is what the Lord has commanded concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, let them marry whom they wish, only they must marry within the family of the tribe of their family. Thus no inheritance of the sons of Israel shall be transferred from tribe to tribe, for the sons of Israel shall each hold to the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers. Every daughter who comes into possession of an inheritance of any tribe of the sons of Israel shall be wife to one of the family of the tribe of her father, so that the sons of Israel may each may possess the inheritance of his father. And thus no inheritance shall be transferred from one tribe to another tribe, for the tribes of the sons of Israel shall each hold to his own inheritance. And just as the Lord had commanded Moses, so the daughters of Zelophehad did. Mahlah, Tirzah, Hoglah, Milcah, Noah, the daughters of Zelophehad, married their uncle's sons. And they carried those from the families of the sons of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, and their inheritance remained with the tribe of the family of their fathers. And these are the commandments and the ordinances which the Lord commanded to the sons of Israel through Moses in the plains of Moab by the Jordan opposite Jericho." That was the book of Numbers. That's great. We move on to the book of Deuteronomy tomorrow. That's a great, great thing. That's an awesome thing. So praise God for that. Let's move on over to our next reading today, Psalm 80. Psalm 80. Psalm 80. For the choir directors set to El Shohreinim Edoth, a psalm of Asaph. O give ear, shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned above the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your power and come to save us. O God, restore us and cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with the prayer of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears, and you have made them to drink tears in large measure. You make us an object of contention to our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. O God of hosts, restore us, and cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved. You remove a vine from Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You clear the ground before it, and it took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shadow, and the cedars of God with its boughs. It was sending out its branches to the sea and its shoots to the river. Why have you broken down its hedges so that all who pass that way may pick its fruit? A boar from the forest eats it away, and whatever moves in the field feeds on it. O God of hosts, turn again now, we beseech you. Look down from heaven and see, and take care of this vine, even the shoot which your right hand has planted, and on the son whom you have strengthened for yourself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down, they perish at the rebuke of your countenance. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, upon the son of man whom you made strong for yourself. Then we shall not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. O Lord God of hosts, restore us. Cause your face to shine upon us, and we will be saved. That was Psalm 80. Let's move on over to our next reading, Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah chapter 28. Isaiah 28. Woe to the proud crown of the drunkards of Ephraim, and to the fading flower of its glorious beauty, which is at the head of the fertile valley of those who are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord has a strong and mighty agent, a storm of hail, a tempest of destruction, like a storm of mighty overflowing waters. He has cast it down to the earth with his hand. The proud crown of the drunkards of Ephraim is trodden underfoot, and the fading flower of its glorious beauty, which is at the head of the fertile valley, will be like the first ripe fig prior to summer, which one sees, and as soon as it is in his hand, he swallows it. In that day, the Lord of hosts will become a beautiful crown and a glorious diadem to the remnant of his people, a spirit of justice for him who sits in judgment, a strength to those who repel the onslaught at the gate. And these also reel with wine and stagger from strong drink. The priest and the prophet reel with strong drink. They are confused by wine. They stagger from strong drink. They reel while having visions. They totter when rendering judgment. For all the tables are full of filthy vomit, without a single clean place. To whom would he teach knowledge? To whom would he interpret the message? Those just weaned from milk? And therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone, for the foundation firmly placed. He who believes in it will not be disturbed. I will make justice the measuring line, and righteousness the level. Those just taken from the breast, for he says, order in order, order on order, line on line, line on line, a little here, a little there. Indeed, he will speak to his people through stammering lips and a foreign tongue. He who said to them, here is rest, give rest to the weary, and here is repose, but they would not listen. And so the word of the Lord to them will be order on order, order on order, line on line, a little here, a little there, that they may go and stumble backwards, be broken, snared, and taken captive. And therefore hear the word of the Lord, O scoffers, who rule this people who are in Jerusalem, because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with Sheol we have made a pact. The overwhelming scourge will not reach us when it passes by, for we have made falsehood our refuge, and we have concealed ourselves with deception. Then hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the secret place. Your covenant with death will be canceled, and your pact with Sheol will not stand. When the overwhelming scourge passes through, then you become its trampling place. As often as it passes through, it will seize you. For morning after morning, it will pass through any time, during the day or night, and it will be sheer terror to understand what it means. The bed is too short on which to stretch out, and the blanket is too small to wrap oneself in. For the Lord will rise up at Mount Parazim. He will be stirred up as in the valley of Gibeon, to do his task, his unusual task, and to work his work, his extraordinary work. And now, do not carry on as scoffers, or your fetters will be made stronger. For I have heard from the Lord God of hosts of decisive destruction on all the earth. Give ear and hear my voice. Listen and hear my words. Does the farmer plow continually to plant seed? Does he continually turn and harrow the ground? Does he not level its surface and sow dill and scatter cumin and plant wheat and row as barley in its place and rye within its area? For his God instructs and teaches him properly. For dill is not threshed with a threshing sledge, nor is the cartwheel driven over the cumin, but dill is beaten out with a rod and cumin with a club. Grain for bread is crushed. Indeed, he does not continue to thresh it forever, because the wheel of his cart and his horses eventually damage it. He does not thresh it longer. This also comes from the Lord of hosts, who has made his counsel wonderful and his wisdom great. That was Isaiah chapter 28. Let's move on over to our next passage of scripture. We're going to start and finish the book of 2 John. 2 John. Book of 2 John. The elder, to the chosen lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all who know the truth, for the sake of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I was very glad to find some of your children walking in truth, just as we have received commandment to do from the Father. Now I ask you, lady, not as though I were writing to you a new commandment, but the one which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Watch yourselves, that you do not lose what we have accomplished, but that you may receive a full reward. Anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. The one who abides in the teaching, he has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house, and do not give him a greeting. For the one who gives him a greeting participates in his evil deeds. And though I have many things to write to you, I do not want to do so with paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face, so that your joy may be made full. The children of your chosen sister greet you. Amen. That was 2 John. Move on to 3 John tomorrow, and then the book of Revelation, or Jude, and then Revelation, I should say. And so, yeah, so that's a great thing. Two books down. So, again, thank you all so much for joining me here this morning. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction if you haven't already done so. If you are behind a couple of days, no worries. Go back and watch those videos. Follow along in your Bibles and leave a comment. And I will see that, and I will mark that all down. Again, we are quickly approaching the end of our first read-through through the New Testament. That's going to end on June 20th. We're going to read through the New Testament twice, and then the 200th day of the year is July 19th. And so encourage you, especially Mug Club members, to stick with it. I got a nice prize for you. And so be sure to stick with it until then. And so I'll be able to honor you in that way. I look forward to that. But again, the real prize, as I say often, is the discipline of being in this book every single day. And so make that a part of your life every day, 7 o'clock, or whenever you tune into this. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you so much for this word. Lord, I pray, God, that we would just live by its precepts. God, I just thank you so much, God, for each one who faithfully tunes in each and every single day. Lord, Lord, there is so much in this book. There is so much, God, and I just pray, God, that that would be a catalyst, Lord, that we would be in the Word today, even for these few minutes. But, Lord, maybe even find time later today to be in the Word, to maybe study out some of these more difficult passages, maybe think through them a little bit deeper. But, Lord, I just pray, God, that no matter what, that you would use your word in our hearts and lives. Your word promises that it will not return void. And so, Lord, I pray, God, that that would be true in the case of myself and each one of my brothers and sisters online today. Give us a good day in you, Lord. Help us to look forward to worshiping together tomorrow. Look forward to the Lord's day. And, Lord, I thank you for it. And so just give us a good Saturday, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.